Good morning, everybody. I can't hear myself. Now I can. Hello, everybody. My name is Harry Dunnick. Here with me is a lot of people. Kobe Clark.
Hello.
Austin Danner and Andre Hubbard.
What's up?
What's going on?
You know, I got to tell you, it makes me sad every time I hear my voice all weekend as I'm talking to people and doing events and all that. And then I come back and I sound like a 10-year-old.
I feel that.
I definitely understand the struggle.
Kobe, you can't even hear yourself. You don't have headphones on.
I know.
Well, why do you refuse to wear them? That was you.
That was definitely you.
That I have Do Not Disturb on.
That was me.
Oh, unbelievable. We all have to figure out. We have to figure out whose phone just buzzed and shook the entire table.
For the first time ever, mine was actually off.
I feel like when I feel like whenever we talk about the setup that we have going on in any circumstance, it just sounds like we ripped it straight off the street. we have it on our social media and stuff. But whenever we talk about it, I feel like we do a really bad job at explaining with what we're working with here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're given a really good setup here at the station.
No, I was just thinking about Freedom Friday. Like, we have to get really close to each other.
We record it.
And so normally when we record a show, we just record it off of a system. There's no extra mics or anything. No, we were using 4 mics the other day. I don't know why.
What the heck?
Oh, it's so funny. 4 mics for 2 people. I know he does. That's why I play it in the morning. Our favorite TV teacher, Mr. Goins, loves Earth, Wind, and Fire, and so do I. So I decide I like to play it every time I come on it. Plus, it gives me a little bit of vibe.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire is my stuff.
Yeah.
Love that.
What's your favorite song?
Ooh, I feel like it's Let's Groove, but I don't know.
That's why I just
September's pretty good.
Yeah, I did just play Let's Groove.
Yeah, but September's pretty good.
So?
But I don't know.
How is everybody doing this morning?
I'm so tired. Like, it's not even funny.
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. You know, this is the first time I've been on this show in a very long time.
Sorry, I just looked at Kobe and he was staring off. He was staring off into space for such a ridiculous amount of time. He's doing it right now. That's what he's doing.
Stop calling me out on that.
So, I do want to say... I've been watching a lot of the Misfits podcast.
I was just about to bring that up earlier.
But we're not going to talk about the Misfits podcast. That's not PG. I wanted to talk about how they upload stuff as podcasts and like stuff on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like I watch all of theirs on YouTube. And they have like their camera set up, and that's what inspired like the Joe Rogan style, and that's what inspired me to do that for us. And while we're in the process of setting up our YouTube, we got to start getting into the habit of being like, for our audio listeners, and then we get to be like those guys. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be really fun setting up like a podcast room-ish thing.
Yeah.
I'm definitely an audio listener. I listen to Spotify.
Oh, but. Yeah. Same. Their Spotify's free. You don't even... I have to worry about ads.
Oh, I pay for my Spotify.
Because I'm broke.
Yeah, sorry. Don't hear you're broke.
So my account... I got a Spotify premium for, I think, like half a year for free.
Mm-hmm.
For a really long time, like 6 months. And it was because I had one free one, and then my account got, like hacked or something. Like, my Google soft locked itself.
Oh, no.
So, like you know how Google has its smart lock in?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, okay, well, you can't do anything because you logged in from a different account or something. And I logged into Spotify on my Xbox or on my Fire Stick, I think it was. The Fire Stick one works fine. So I don't know what was going on with the phone one. So because it's the same account. And the phone one, it's soft lock. So every time I opened Spotify, no matter what I did, I opened Spotify and it would log into my account, log me out, log me back in, and then log me out repeatedly.
What the heck?
And so I just stare at the screen flickering like on and off. And every time something would happen on the bottom, it would give me a little banner notification that said, Google Smart Lock, Google Smart Lock, Google Smart Lock with my Gmail. And I was like, what do you want me to do? So that was an experience. But
can we talk about how Harry's like, yeah, I got a Spotify premium for half a year. That was a very long time. Like 6 months.
Wait, what happened?
What?
No, Harry was talking, and he was like, yeah, I got Spotify premium for about half a year, and I've had it forever. It was like 6 months.
Oh, I got you.
And I'm like, yeah, that's generally half a year.
Yeah. Why are you breathing so
yeah,
hard?
Yeah, dude, all
because
I hear
I'm
is half a year.
Tired. I know. Kobe, be quiet.
Sorry, hey, Austin, just went, Kobe, just... Austin just went on a jog before coming in here. Should have disclosed that. You'll hear a lot of... Sorry, guys.
Gotta practice for my gotta practice for the marathon.
Oh my goodness.
No, but what I mean is normally
oh, you don't catch my joke.
what joke
oh,
was
I got
there?
It. I got it.
Practice for the marathon.
I got it, Kobe. It's okay.
Hello.
This is his face that he made. No, what I meant by like half a year is just like normally you pay for it month by month, but I got 6 months consecutively for free because something happened with my account and it soft locked itself for infinity and beyond.
So it's still soft locked?
No, I made a new account and I was like, hey guys, listen. And then they gave me money.
Oh, nice.
They didn't give me money. They gave me 6 months of Spotify premium. Because normally whenever something messes up on their end,
mm-hmm.
or something completely ridiculous happens, like my Google literally soft locking itself. Because it wasn't. Normally what happens is I log into an app that's happened before. I log into an app and then the Google Smart like thing pulls up and then it stays there at the bottom while I'm trying to use the app. And it's just like, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that because you're trying to like scroll. And so I just click on that and then go through the process of like verifying that it's me or whatnot. But for Spotify, for whatever reason, I didn't even have to touch the screen and it was like auto resetting itself. So I couldn't even click the screen. Like it broke my phone whenever I went into it.
Jeez.
So I just shut down my phone and hope and pray that it took Spotify. It closed it down automatically, which it only did that if I restarted it.
Oh, man. Dang, you had a lot of issues with that.
Yeah, so they were like, yeah, we're sorry. And I was like, okay, so I only got like 2 weeks of my original like free 3 months.
Oh.
And they were like, I was like, can I get that back? And they were like, yeah, sure. And then I looked at it and they were like, six. And so now I don't know. I feel like such a plebeian for not having Spotify Premium.
I feel kind of sad because over winter break, I bought Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. And if you bought that, you got Spotify free for 6 months. But since I was already a paying user of Spotify, I couldn't redeem it. So I was going to make a new account.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got mad about that. I was like, can I have a whole year? And they were like, no.
I was going to make a new account, but I missed out on it now. It's gone. So now I have this thing that I hardly use, and I can't get free Spotify. I'm still paying for Spotify.
Can I use it?
It's gone now.
What?
Yeah, it runs out like the first 2 days you buy it.
I'm flabbergasted. No, I'm flabbergasted because I was sitting here. I was like, all right, I have Game Pass Ultimate. I could have gotten free Spotify Premium.
Yeah,
I'm upset at
myself.
That
one wasn't for 6 months though.
It was.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where I got it from.
Maybe. Yeah,
I emailed
possibly.
The people, but they never told me they were giving me stuff. It just kind of appeared. And I just recently bought Game Pass Ultimate, but I never redeemed anything.
Me neither.
Why it's soft locked.
Because you never redeemed it?
No, because I did it on my Xbox, but not my phone. And my phone was the main account, like the main part of the account.
Maybe? I don't know.
Whack.
That is whack.
I got 6 months of Spotify premium free. That's the end point.
Yeah, that's good.
And now it's run out, so I don't know what to do with myself.
Pay for it.
On my Xbox, like, I don't get ads, and I get unlimited skips whenever I do Spotify. I don't know why. It's just on my Xbox. On my phone. It's like,
yeah. So yeah. That's what it does on my Fire Stick. So when I'm on my Fire Stick, I have premium on every music listening thing. Like I have it on SoundCloud, Spotify, everything. And then I get on my phone with the same accounts, and it's like, oh, you gotta pay for that. It's like, so I go from skipping songs while gaming to trying to drive in my car, and then having to listen to, I don't know, the My Little Pony intro 6 times in a row, something like that happened. That just killed me. I was dying. And I was suffering because I could not change the song.
I found a new music app where you don't have to pay for anything, and it's like completely like legal and everything's fine. It just runs through YouTube. It's called Musi.
Okay, I don't like where you're going with this. Okay, we actually have stuff to talk about today. I do, I do promise. I want to lead it off with something strong, and I had been thinking about this for one of my 5-hour shifts at work. I was like, how do they send messages in a bottle? How did they send messages in a bottle? Like they took an old wine or beer bottle back in the pirate days, and they popped off the cork, and they twisted a little paper in there after they wrote on it, they put the cork in, threw it out in the water, and then it got to the person they wanted to read the message. To my dearest,
six months
after writing this, my Spotify premium half expired.
I don't know. Maybe it was all luck. I was actually kind of thinking about that the other day. So, like, with the bird. Like, you know, they would use, like,
We're on the same page right now.
Hawks and stuff to, like, send letters. And I'm like, how do they train those hawks?
Oh, well, that's a little more believable than throwing a bottle of the ocean and just expecting it to land on an island that you've been sailing away from for, for a fortnight.
There's no way I would actually explain how that would work. Like, how it could get to the destination you wanted to go.
Explain it.
I said I couldn't explain it.
Do you understand how it works?
Yeah, I understand. It's just I don't know how they get it to the certain place they want.
Okay.
Well, that made absolutely no sense, Kobe.
No, I don't understand how they know this. Like, how they know it's going to go there.
The way you said that, you said, I don't know how to explain how they know. So you knew, like, you knew what was going on. You just didn't know how to explain it.
I feel like they threw it out there. It landed on some random port. Somebody picked it up, and they were like, oh, well, this is going to this person. And so they, like this is a 1 out of 10 chance you find this really nice person that's willing to go out of their way to deliver this letter. Or they're like, oh, I can deliver this letter and get some coin out of it. But anyway.
Or just throw it back in.
I mean, apparently there's actually, like, a scientific process. Like, it actually worked, and it still does work to this day. If you just throw it in the right spot, it'll make it to certain places.
I understand. That's reasonable.
I could see the gear shift in his head. That's reasonable.
I mean, because the wave patterns, but, like, still.
No, it's because of ocean currents. So there are ocean currents that are always constant, no matter what.
Oh, like
the undertow.
Yeah.
And so they kind of throw them in those because that's how that's what they use to sail. And they're like, okay, well, I know that this goes back to, I don't know, the Bahamas. And it'll hit the Bahamas. And somebody will find it. And then they'll take it in their small little community to that person that they wrote, that they have written to about losing their Spotify premium. And they need them to pay for it again because they're they're busy plundering.
That's like literally me at my mom. Just like, hey, mom.
Jake and the Neverland Pirates is a scam.
A scam?
You don't like that show?
No.
That was a good one.
No, listen. No. I saw a meme, and it summed it up perfectly. It said, it was like a little cutaway. So, like, it was like in between breaks, like the breaks on the show. And it was Jake, I'm assuming, because I've never actually seen it. And it said, remember, kids, a good pirate never steals.
I feel like that's inaccurate. I mean, I guess if you're a bad pirate, I don't know.
All pirates steal. That's what makes you a pirate.
Yeah.
The term pirate.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe he's just better than every other pirate that he doesn't have to steal.
Plundering literally means stealing for pirates.
Yeah.
Well, it means many other things. But
I don't think Jake from Jake and the Neverland Pirates is better than Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain Crunch, the ultimate pirate. Welcome back to the other episode that we were on. We were ranking cereals.
Oh, he has ranked cereals? Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It got really heated at one point. I think I got heated with, do we ever do tricks?
No. I think we did. I think I still have it on my phone.
We should have done tricks, though. That would have been nice.
I got it.
Uh-oh. I thought he was about to do like a dab or something. He's swallowing.
This isn't 26.
Oh, he's yawning. Okay.
My bad.
All the wave is the woe now. We don't dab.
Please never. I swear, Kobe just sits in that corner. He's so much shorter than everybody else. He's just like, whoa.
So did you say a tricks? Renegade. You say tricks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
We did not do tricks.
I felt like I was in such a bad position there. No matter what I did, that cough was hurt, so I apologize to everyone. I tried. Andre watched me.
It's okay. I did. He definitely had, like, I did see, like, a slight panic. Not, like, panic, but just, like eagerness to make sure that cough was not heard.
So, Austin has the most unpredictable coughs I've ever heard in my life. They just happen. So, I'm learning against that. And so, I turn off you because you weren't talking. And Kobe was literally opening his mouth to talk. I was like, I can't turn him off. What do I do? I'm trapped. So I just let it happen. But, well, let it happen, quote unquote. So.
We should do a quick ranking of tricks.
No.
No.
Next.
It's a C. It's a C.
Listen, next. Who in the world discovered cheese and chocolate? I do not. Who just sat
Why
there?
Why those two?
I bet it's a German person.
Listen, what does that mean?
Chocolate's famous over there.
It's famous everywhere. It's chocolate.
It's mostly in Germany, though.
It's most famous in Sweden.
Here, I'm going to just... Don't pull that. Here. Let's,
here, what do you want me to... Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was...
Yeah. All right. That sounds good.
Well, you hold it between you guys.
Oh, okay. Then why don't we just use this mic?
Wait, hold on. I got you. I'll be right back.
Okay. Austin's going to go do a thing.
Okay, I'm going to... But... I mean, what do you, who made chocolate and cheese? So there's these super bitter beans out in the jungle that somebody just ate. They're really bitter.
Yeah, they are really bitter.
It's like eating flour. That's not
flour's
accurate.
Not bitter.
Yeah, no. But something that's super bitter that you can think of.
Graham crackers?
I don't know. Graham crackers?
What?
Graham
crackers? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's helpful. Okay.
What?
Here's my mic off real quick.
Hey, can you turn my mic off? It's probably... Sorry about that.
All right. That sounds good.
Graham crackers are bitter. Sorry. That one got me, Kobe. What are you doing?
He looks so disgusted.
I have the idea of... Why? Actually, turn that slightly, like, towards...
Towards me or him?
Austin. But I did actually have the idea of buying, like a wholesale bag of just pure cocoa beans.
Why?
Setting them down right here and passing them around, and we're going to review.
Oh, we should do that. Totally.
I'm down. Like a little...
That does not sound good. I do not want to eat pure
just
cocoa
break
beans.
Break all my teeth.
You can eat. They're just like beans.
Yeah.
They're just like
bitter
beans. It's like a nut.
Me and the boys at 3 a.m. looking for beans.
Looking for cocoa beans. But who just sat down here? Let's look up. This is what I was preparing for earlier when I said I needed to look up a couple of stuff. So step one on turning. Oh, my gosh. There's 7 steps. And then conching. What? Chonking?
Chonking.
What? So step one. Of making chocolate from the bean, cleaning. Clean the bean.
Clean the bean.
What? The beans are carefully weighed and blended according to specifications. Oh, my page just updated. Uh-huh. Where was I? Finally, the last vestiges of wood, jute fibers, sand, and even the finest dust are extracted by powerful vacuum equipment. The separated cocoa bean husks are passed on to the chemical industry, which extracts valuable compounds. That's step one.
Oh, wow.
Roasting, they gotta get all these beans and give them the boy.
I'm about to end this bean's career.
They're ending beans' careers, these poor things. 30 minutes to 2 hours at temperatures of 250 degrees Fahrenheit and higher, and they're constantly being turned like a pig on a spoke, like over the fire. So,
got you.
Then we get into the good stuff, shell removal. How many steps are there?
I was actually
7.
There's 9.
9 steps of chocolate making?
Yep, from bean to chocolate.
Bean cheese.
bean cheese. Okay. yummy.
I just want to raid the shell removal one. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of funny words in here. A giant winnowing machine that passes the beans between serrated cones. That's like sharp.
Yeah.
Cones. So they are cracked rather than crushed. In the process, a series of mechanical sieves separate the broken pieces into large and small grains while fans blow away the thin, light shell from the meat or, quote, nibs. Here's where the first secrets of the chocolate manufacturer comes in. This is like a secret art form. The nibs are combining as many as 8 to 10 varieties. Well, that's a lot. It is control of these subtle mixtures that maintain constant quality and brings out the flavor of each particular variety of chocolate. And then step four, nibs are good. Oh, wait, ground. What? Sorry, nibs are ground.
Oh, and nibs are good.
So they ground the nibs, and then they cocoa is separated from cocoa butter. So that's when they're, like, stirring.
Gotcha.
Other ingredients are added to the chocolate liqueur. Oh, that's a fancy word. Conching machines need... What is conching? Conching machines need the chocolate paste. That's step seven, guys. We're not even there yet. Chocolate is tempered by heating, cooling, and reheating. And liquid chocolate is temporarily stored. So, see what I mean? Like, who sat down one day? I was like, all right. This bitter bean? So, first of all, we're going to clean it. Then we're going to roast this thing. We're going to end its career. We're going to take off that shell. We're going to ground the nibs.
Nibs are good.
Nibs are good. And then we're going to separate cocoa from cocoa butter. How long do you think it took them to figure out the difference between cocoa and cocoa butter?
Not very long.
Like, I feel like it'd take a while.
I don't think it took very...
I don't think this is working out for me.
What?
That, because it's very...
Nah. I hear myself. What is happening? I hear myself pretty clearly. Austin, I think Austin just got to speak up.
Oh, gosh.
I was so tempted to scream.
Yeah, don't do that. But yeah, and then they conch.
Do you think when they were making chocolate, they knew that they were making chocolate? They were just like, you know what? Let's just see what happens.
Well, that's what I'm saying about like cheese. Who made cheese? Who just? All right. First of all, let's standardize the milk.
Wait, before cheese, who thought of drinking milk from the cow?
You know, we're not gonna get into that. That's a little.
There's too much stuff going on.
So you gotta pasteurize and heat treat milk, and then you gotta cool it. And you gotta inoculate with starter and non-starter bacteria and ripen. So they went crazy with this. They just started throwing some bacteria in there, sprinkling it like the meme.
Yeah.
Some bacteria.
Gotta love that bacteria.
I found out who created cheese.
Who?
His name is Jesse Williams.
I was hoping his last name was cheese.
God, that is such a Williams thing to do.
Oh yeah.
He's a dairy farmer from Rome, New York.
How long ago was that?
1851.
Not too long. Cheese has been around for a little minute. A little minute.
It's got a little minute. Little ripe history of cheese going for you here on the No Name, No Place show. So they cool the milk. They inoculate it. And then they add rennet and form curd. That's where they mix it.
Almost like cheese curds.
Yeah. And then they cut it. They cut the curd and add heat. And then they drain the whey.
Thanks to Culver's for the support of this giant 90.9 sports broadcast.
Texture curd. This step is called cheddaring.
Cheddaring?
Cheddaring helps to expel more whey. Isn't whey like a protein drink? It's a powder that you put in your
drink? Yeah, whey powder?
I don't know.
That's for protein shakes.
Yeah, I don't
sure.
Here, listen. I don't like this sound. We're going back to the way
he has
things
to face.
Used to
the,
be.
He has to face the mic. He's facing like this way.
Well, like, I like to see who I'm talking to.
Well, wow. Here,
Harry. I'm pretty sure this makes for a good YouTube
better
video.
For you.
That's WBDG for you makes
yeah.
chocolate.
Oh my god!
Tries to make chocolate.
Might just be hello.
Do I sound okay?
Now you sound a little foggy.
Yeah.
WBDG without a recipe.
Sorry.
Nope. You know what? I don't like it.
Hold on.
Just.
I'm just craving cheese curds from Culver's. I love cheese
there we
curds
go.
From
Boom.
Culver's. They're the best.
See, so they go through all these processes. Why do they just stop at curds? Why do they keep going? They're like, there's other stuff. We have not unlocked the full potential of curds.
We can make it stronger. Better. Faster.
I finally learned what instrument they use to play that.
What?
Learned what instrument. It's called a talk box.
A talk box?
It's basically like a keyboard, like a piano keyboard. And there's this tube in it. And you put the tube in your mouth, and it auto-tunes your voice while you play the song, like, all in one.
Oh, wow.
It's
whack.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, I saw that on TikTok.
Well, I've known about it for a little bit. But, yes, I did find it from TikTok. And I thought about buying one. And then they're $380.
Yikes.
Same thing. I also figured out, what is it called? A hand pan?
A hand pan?
Something like that. It's a musical instrument. It's like a giant UFO drum. and you kind of ding it.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes very vibing noise. Like, when you think of, like, vibe music, you're like, that sounds like a didgeridoo. Oh, but
yeah, it's a hand fan.
We should use the studio money. Buy one for the station.
No. Buy a hand pan
when
for
I,
the
when
station.
When I heard you say hand pan, all that I thought it was, like, making food in your hand. And just like fry stuff in it.
I would never go camping with Kobe.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'd freak out. I don't like the outdoors.
I feel like we'd be like going out to grab sticks and be like, all right, Kobe, start the fire. And you're just like, all right, cool. Just sitting there with the fire starter.
No, I'm going to Google it.
No,
he's Google how to start a fire.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually know how to start a fire.
Just
you don't
rub
know
sticks together.
Start a fire.
Where'd your glass lady?
Guys, this is just a flurry of eerie conversation that Kobe tried to jump into. He's trying. No, but I feel like if I were camping with Kobe, if he didn't have the frying pan, he would be like, okay, well, my hand is a pan, the hand pan, and stick it over the fire with some eggs.
I don't know why. That's just what I thought in my head. Hand pan.
The boiling blood within your hand adds flavor.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know what you actually do in that situation without a pan? You get a rock.
Austin, you're almost there. Just actually turn your head to face the mic. You don't need to lean in that close.
Just turn your head like this.
You know what you do?
Yeah.
When you don't have a pan?
Woo! Hang on. Hang on. All continue right. What you were saying.
All right. You just get a rock and you put it by the fire. The rock heats up. You take the rock out and then you put the food on the rock.
That sounds like nasty though.
I
would agree.
Got a problem with rock food, huh?
Like, yeah.
Like, if you put it in the fire, it like sanitizes the rock.
Listen to how nice Austin sounds now. He finally figured out. So we're just gonna get a little bit of that.
Oh, I don't have headphones on, so I can't hear this.
Everyone's just really quiet.
Yeah, just like,
I feel so bad for anyone in the studio. Has no earbuds on because I just cut it to my soundboard and have a ball.
Oh my goodness. You have a really good soundboard.
I'm upset, I'm upset that I don't have the bruh sound effect on my hockey board, but I do know where it is.
Okay, we have the bruh sound effect?
Yeah.
Well, we do have the bruh sound effect. I was like, dude, I'll just add it later.
Listen.
Bruh.
I'm so happy.
Bruh.mp3.
I'm so happy. So
we're not done with making cheese. We are on step 8 of 12.
Oh my.
Of making cheese. My.
Yeah, so you drain the whey and then you texture it. This is called cheddaring. and you have to watch the pH levels and ferment it. This is getting crazy. It's getting out there.
It is.
And then you dry salt or brine. And last thing that I knew, brine was a Pokemon move and it was very strong. It's salt water. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Why is that? Was Brian a water move?
Yeah, it's a water move. Okay. It's normally associated with Pokemon that are within water, salty water.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay.
They form cheese into they form the cheese into blocks.
Huh.
And then they store it and age it, and then they package it. So thank you for including the package step of making cheese.
We should do WBDG mixed cheese
for the marathon.
Honestly,
we could do it with mozzarella cheese.
I like the chocolate idea more.
If you want to mix cheese, call in.
No, we're going out to a pasture. We're gonna milk some cows and start from there.
Oh, goody!
Oh no,
that sounds like a vlog right there.
It's a vlog.
You know what's crazy? If you told me BD had like a farm, it's okay.
I would not.
If you told me BD had a farm, I wouldn't even be surprised anymore. Ben Davis has like everything. You guys like, if we got cows in the back, just use that. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we have farm. We have a farm. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. No,
so many events just unfolded in front of my eyes. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I
mean, it's okay.
We have agriculture.
We were just talking about how many like things Ben Davis has in terms of like their career center, and I was saying if they had a farm, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
They do. We have the agriculture literally right down the ways,
but like we don't have like cows and stuff.
Get it the whey, which we need to remove from the milk from the curd.
Stop. Bring it back full circle.
Yeah, but Ben Davis is kind of its own little city.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But
just the school.
So I just wanted to say one thing.
Oh, what's up?
We're gonna talk about government.
Oh, no.
This is a transition.
That's a really good
What transition. A transition. Cheese, chocolate, government.
Well, a message in a bottle. Cheese, chocolate. A government. I watched a little bit of the Iowa caucus. Got bored, turned it off, and then I realized, man, it's basically a reality TV show. That's all the presidential campaign is nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
That was just my thought process. That's all I had to say about it, really.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we can say much other than that. So.
Well, it's just, like, everything, like, looks so TV-oriented now. Whenever they do the debates, like, they're on that big stage, and they have the big old screen behind them with all the displays, and mm-hmm. then they're standing up there. It must be annoying. They couldn't have given them chairs or anything. They have to stand.
They're like, yes.
You have to stand. Like think about all these like questions on the spot, and you have to stand like while your legs are hurting. You're wearing, you know, heels and a different type of dress shoes.
And stuff it's has hot. To hurt.
Hang on. Keep going with what you're talking about. Oh, okay. You're intriguing me.
But yeah, like you gotta wear all these like tight, uncomfortable dress clothes and.
Like everybody else is sitting.
Exactly.
And you're kind of like, I wish I was you.
Exactly. It makes it worse because you're watching everyone else sitting while like you're just super uncomfortable standing up.
I feel like it helps if you stand to prove a point better than sitting.
That's true. You do look more confident, more like sure of yourself.
Are they asserting their dominance?
But they're up there for like 3 hours. We don't stand. You know what?
Oh, Harry's standing, boys. Harry, he's
I don't think yours can stand.
Everything went wrong.
Yeah, you got it.
It's okay. You got this, Harry.
I just want to make this clear. We have the longest headphone cords that you've ever seen on the existence of the planet, and they get caught in everything.
They're like 10 or 12 feet. Like, not even kidding. 10 or 12 feet of headphone cords.
We do have extremely long headphone cords, and like I have tripped over them more times than I can count.
This is a lot less exciting than I thought it would be. See, if this stand wasn't... The stand.
Wobbly. Yeah.
I actually need that pass mic so I can stand up and do like my little comedy act. Like, what is up, guys? No. Harry Dunning here. welcome to my comedy act.
Do you want the pass mic?
Marathon.
Kinda. It feels kind of nice to stand, but I wish you guys were standing too. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Not everybody stand. I'm coming back down.
All right. He's coming back down now. He's sitting back down in the chair.
All I know is for when either Harry should do a podcast about a comedy show. Or the marathon.
A podcast of a comedy show. Yeah, sit there and judge the comedy.
All right, so he's going up there. He's talking. I'm not really paying attention to what he's saying. There's some memes on my phone that are funnier than this dude.
That'd be me.
So,
Harry's upstage? I'm going to look at my phone.
I would do it. I would do my own, like, I'll that's an idea for another day. Yeah. I got too many ideas.
Yeah, excited.
Flying around. So our next transition... I don't really want to talk about it anymore, so we're going to skip it. It was basically, does our government work? You know, that whole topic. I don't care. Mosquitoes are vampire butterflies. And thank you, everybody, with that.
Why do you just think of the stupidest stuff?
That'll be the end of the No Name, No Place show. My name was Harry Dunick. Here with me was Kobe Clark, Austin Danner, and Andre Hubbard. Keep it in your mind that mosquitoes are basically vampire butterflies. I hope you all have a great day. You said that.